We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph from the two dots. Going back on the Mishnah where it says, Ketza Poitras Tzoraseyem V'Tzoras Tzoraseyem. There's an idea called Tzoras Tzora in our Mishnah. That means, for example, if you have brothers Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven is married to Shimon's Erva, Shimon's daughter, let's say, for example, and another wife. So married to Rachel and a co-wife, Bracha. Rachel is daughter of Shimon, so Reuven has two wives. When Reuven dies without children, Shimon is part of Yibum and also to Yibum to both of them. To one of them is his daughter, and the other one is a Tzaras Erva, which learned to have in the Pasuk of the Tzar, that it's also. Then Bracha, who is not an Erva to Shimon, goes ahead and marries Levi, and Levi has another wife as well, Sprinza, and she dies without children, and he dies without children, Levi. Now Bracha and Sprinza fall to Shimon. Now neither one is related, but since Bracha was a Tzaras Erva, the other one's called a Tzaras Tzara, and they both are also. And our Gemara says, not really, how do we know? Rav Yehuda, Damakra, the Pasuk says, L'tzurar, instead of saying, L'tzur, it says, L'tzurar, L'tzurabim, Hatayr Ribsa Tzaras Harbet. There's a lot of Tzaras that are also, even a Tzaras Tzara is also. Rav Ashi Omar, Svari, it's a Svara. Tzara, my time, Asira. Why is it Tzaras Erva also, which we named Bracha? Why is she Asir, the Makam Erva Kaimis? She becomes like the Bita, like the Erva. So now, when she marries Levi, her co-wife becomes like her. Tzaras Tzara Naim, Makam Erva Kaimis. So the Tzaras Tzara also becomes now a Tzaras Erva. So Rashi is saying it's a Svara. Rav Yehuda says, from a Pasuk, Rav Ashi says it's a Svara. Now, question number one is, on this Gemara, it's a Gemara of Gimel Mabez, a Brisa, that brought down a Drasha. Why is Rav Yehuda saying a Pasuk, it's a Brisa? And Rav Ashi even arguing that, so he makes it more Svara. That's question number one. So on that, a lot of the Achronim are not goyris that in the Brisa. They say in Teres Kanan doesn't have those words. Echadam, we're not goyris that part of the Brisa, Gimel Beis. But,
which word is it?
This is Gimel Beis. On the Gimel Beis, it says the Toner Abana, and how do you know the whole din of Tzaras Erva and Erva? It's like 6 lines from the top. Menomni Toner Abana, Yishal Chaysa. If you go a little further down, it says, Ve'en li elahi tzarasam na'ayin tamal l'tzarar. Ve'en li elah tzarasa tzarasam na'ayin tamal l'tzarar. So chayra, it sounds the first of Brisa. Look at that, that aleph there, and the, and from the goyin, he takes it out. The ingli el tzaras tzaras, he takes out the whole thing. The goyin taka takes this out. Because I take it out because the gemara later on has machlokes about this. How could it be a gemara? Now Tosfos now Beis Menachem also talks about this, and Tosfos explains what's going on here. Tosfos has another answer, but just to mention of kasha we mentioned before, Kiveger's kasha that. A Rashi all over the Masechta goes like that. Need Xeris Akasim. Why isn't Rav Ashi correct? It's a Svara. It's a Tzaras Tzara. It's a regular Tzaras Tzara is a regular Tzaras Erva because the Tzara now became an Eishes Ach Shaloi B'Mokem Mitzvah. It's like an Eishes Ach Shaloi Banim. So he's a posture, your brother's wife. Your lachah is a brother's wife is also the Erva. So what do you have to comment on Svara? What do you have to comment on Pasuk? It's a Svara. That's okay, it's Kasha. So I'll tell you one tarot. Then I told you to be ma'ayin your local raid bite or cartoon to have pshat. Now I'll tell you metzshem a pshat. Now I'm going to tell you a pshat. One pshat, a very simple pshat. Now you know, because now you know Rav Shimon that we had, you can understand this pshat. So have mean over here that when Bracha goes ahead and marries Levi, so now it's Reuven's wife. Now it's Levi's wife. We don't care about Reuven anymore. And therefore, you would have Amina. So there, you'd have Amina. She's not an Erva anymore. Now she's Levi's wife. And Levi's wife has no problem. Where does he find the thing? We have before from Rav Shimon. Let's say Reuven dies without children, and then Shimon marries her, and then Levi's born. So even though Levi wasn't in Reuven's lifetime, still Levi's allowed to marry Shimon's wife. Why? It's Eishes Reuven. And it's Eishes Achshay Berlamai. No, once Shimon marries, then it's better. Remember that, Rav Shimon.
It was never so, right,
because that would have been over here. That's what you need the Pasuk. This Teretz is the Stipler's Teretz. Stipler's Teretz. It's a Zeich Nishmas, you know, Chaim Kievsky. The Tatum Chaim Kievsky. He says, this in Simon Gimel, it says this Teretz. Okay. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Keitzad and Meisuhen. Going Vaita. Moving on. It says next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. This din of Tzaras Erva, which means the Bitoi, the daughter, has a co-wife, we call her Bracha. When is, Ipater Mishnah says, only if, B'shas when Reuven died, Bracha and the Bitoi were married to Reuven. But let's say the Bitoi went out of the picture before the death, then the halach is, it's the Bracha is Mutter B'Yibum. So it says if she dies, or if they divorce the Bitoi, or if Mion, or if Island, the Matzah Island, is the Bechtai, then it all works. And it's mashma, zokta gemara, fill a konas, b'soif girish. Even if they were, konas means that at one point, both bracha and the bitoy were together at the same time, still, this is the halacha. Which we took up a pastors. As long as b'shas misa, they're not together, there's no din of tzaras there. But I'm going to ask you a kasha. From a mishnah later on. And the mishnah says like this, Gimel Achim, there's three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Shnayim mehem nesu and beza chayitz. Two of them are married sisters. It means Rachel and Leah married to Reuben and Shimon. And a third brother is married to Shprinza. A third brother. Girish echad bali achayis ishta. First, what happened is Reuben divorced Rachel. And then Umeis hanasi nachris. Levi died and Shprinza fell to Yibum. The konsa megaris. Reuben married Shprinza. Umeis, and then Reuben dies. The Mishnah says there, Zuhi sha'amru shemesu onisgarashu tzarasei mutaros. That means you'd have a havamina, maybe Shprinza is a co-wife of Rachel, and Rachel is Shimon's wife's sister, so maybe you shouldn't have been able to Yibam. No, he said, no, here, because he divorced Rachel before he married Shprinza. So this is a case, shemesu onisgarashu tzarasei mutaros. Taima de girish achakonas. It's mashma dafka because he divorced her, achakonas. Let's say first Levi died and Reuben married Shprinza, and then afterwards he divorced Rachel. Smashma, you wouldn't allow Shprinza to do Yibam. Why not? Could that be considered a co-wife? But here's Loy. Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya says you're right. Is this bright? This Mishnah on does not sound like our Mishnah. Rabbi Yirmiya Tavra. You're right. Tavra means it's a stira. Kushan adadi. That's what Rashi says. Tavra. It's like a shver one another. Misha shana zu loy shana zu. The one who said this mishnah did not say this. Different tanoim. And what's the beer machlekes? Hai tana sava misa mapelas. Our tana, our mishnah holds misa mapelas. The b'shas the misa. That's what caused the ibum. And b'shas misa, the bitoy was not a co-wife of the tzara. The hai tana, the mishnah later on that says that if they ever were together, it's a problem. They hold that it's the marriage to the brother that makes the Yibam. And since at one point they were both married together to the brother, they are considered Tzaras and it's called Tzaras Av. That's what Rav Yirmiya says. That's the Bir. There's a Machlekes here. One holds Misim HaPelas, one holds Rishonim HaPilim. Actually, the Lashon Nesuim HaRishonim is a little problematic. What's Rishonim? Nesuim HaPilim, not Nesuim HaRishonim HaPilim. So Tosfos talks about it. And Tosfos says, you just use that Lashon because this man the other holds Nesuim HaPilim, holds Nesuim HaRishonim HaPilim, and it's a gay for a different case. I'll just tell you the case. The case is someone's Megaris, his wife, and then he remarries her, which is mutter to do. So, and then he dies. Is it mutter to his brother or not? So first one says, yeah, he's but his brother. And Rabbi says, also, why? Because Nesuim Rishonim Mapilim. And on that Nesuim was divorced already. So they won't have Yibam. Okay, it's a sugya in Daf Kuf Ches, but not for us. I'm just saying, the Pesach points out what Nesuim Rishonim means. But come on, if you're Rabbi Yirmiya, it's Taka Astira our Mishnah to the Mishnah later on, and it's different man the Yamrim. Rav Amal Im Chad Tanu, it's really one Tana. V'zuven Tzarek Le'mezuk Tani. Of course, even if they're married together, as long as B'shas Misa, they're not together, there's the co-wife is mutter, the tzar is mutter. I wanted to say later on in this case, it's saying, this is the bigger chiddush. Our mishnah is a bigger chiddush. The ain't tzar of lema in a case where they get divorced before. So, of course, there it's not called the co-wife. Zuva ain't tzar of lema zuk tani. Now, the last thing the mishnah says, v'chol she'choyla lima'in. The mishnah says that if Reuven is married to a katana and a gedoyla, and the katana is the erva, the halacha is the gdela can't do Yibam, but the gdela needs chalitza. Why? Because the marriage to the ketana is not a real marriage. It could be undone with miyun, and therefore it's not. It's a raya. It's only the rabbanon, and therefore it cannot be considered a real tzaras erva. So the mishnah v'chol lost like this. V'chol whoever's on the status that yechol lemayim makes it only the rabbanon. V'chol yechol lemayim loy miyuna and then do miyun tzarasa chalitza tzaras v'yemes. It's mashma. It's not possible for the tzar to do Yibam, ma'isa. They have to do chalitza. The Torah can't do even because the Maisa it's a Torah Zerva, but it's only the Rabbanon, so you do Chalitza.
To the
Torah. Well, to the Torah, yeah. I have an Eitza to allow the Torah to do even. But Timoin, Hashdah, but this Yavim. Why doesn't right now tell this Erva, let's say it's a Bitai, do Mion in the Yavim, which we assume tonight you're allowed to do. Do Mion in the Yavim, which means when I do Mion in the Yavim, I'm Iker the whole Kedush of my Freya that is married to Reuven, and now the Torah is good to go. But this Yavim, let him do the Yibam. Leimu Masiele, maybe chat why you can't do it is, maybe it's a riot there about Ishia. Don't rabbi Ishia, Memenes Lama Moroi, Ve'ema Menes Lazakosa. Mimer means, Kedushin of a Yavin is always called Mimer. It's got to always the Rabbanon. But so Rav Aishi is like this, that let's say, in a regular case, where it's not an Erva, where Reuven is married to Ketana, and Reuven dies, Shimon gives her Kedushin to start the Yivin process. The halacha is that if you want, she could do Miyun to the Mimer. That's what Rav Aishi says. They still need, actually still need Chalitza, but to take off the Kedushin, it works in Miyun. But Zokter Rav Aishi, Ve'eim Amenez L'Zikasa, you cannot remove the Zika, the bond that happens through Yibum, between Shimon and this Yavama cannot be removed with Miyun. So maybe that's not our case over here.
If
Oishia says that Miyun only works, let's say the Yavam makes a Kedushin to the Ketana, that Miyun works for, to knock it off. And you still need a Chalitza then, we don't need a get. Miyun works. But Miyun to take off the Zika, which is Reuven's marriage and making a bond to Shimon, that you can't take off Miyun. That's what Ishi holds. Maybe that's beyond our Mishnah. Why it says that you can't do Yibum, because Miyun doesn't work for Zika. Zakhtar, no. Avada Miyun works for Zika also. But here, even if you do Miyun, you cannot marry the co-wife, the Tzara Zara. Why not? Tzara Zara Shani. The Tani Rav Mecheskel, we learned this before on yesterday's blog. The Tani Rav Mecheskel, Miyano Babal, Mataras La'avav, Miyano Babal, Masru La'avav. What does this mean? The means is like this. The first is Miyano Babal, Mataras La'avav, is only to do with Ibam. It means like this. The law is, you're not allowed to marry your daughter-in-law. So let's say your son, Reuven, is married to a Ketana. And then she is Memayin in Reuven. The father is allowed to marry this daughter-in-law. Why? Because the daughter-in-law with Mian is Oikel Mafrei, it's not a daughter-in-law anymore. But if Reuven died without children, and this daughter-in-law, Ketana, fell to Shimon, since it created a Zika, then already can't marry the father. Because the marriage is solidified more in a way that we see it, and now becomes more of his daughter-in-law. The same thing that comes to Yibum as well. That if Bishas, when Reuven died, the Tzara was a Tzara's Erva, even though she was a Ketana, she was a Tzara's Erva at that time. So even after she's doing Mian, and the Mian works, but since B'shas Tefila, it was a Tzara's Erva, it becomes a Tzara's Erva like a part of the Rabbanon. And it won't help to do Yibum. So let's see it inside. Lo, Tzara's Erva Shani. Tzara's Erva Mecheskel, Mian Be'baal, if she does Mian Be'baal, Mataras Aviv, she's Mutter to her father. Mian Be'yavam, but if you do me and Yav, this is all talking about a case of a daughter-in-law. Me and Yav, Masurul Aviv. I'm a what's pshat? Mishas Tefila nearest Kalasa. Because when Reuven, the son, died, now it's obviously like Kalasa because it fell to Shimon. So therefore, you can't change it anymore. Hachinami, Mishas Tefila nearest Ketzaras Bidai. Mishas Tefila, it was a Tzaras Bidai. Even afterwards, you oiker it. Even afterwards, you nullify that marriage, makes no difference. Since B'shas the Misa, B'shas the Nefila, B'shas Reuven died, and look at Tzara's Bitai, there's no Eitzah for that Koai, for the Tzara.